Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community brought to you each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank, located at Highway 57 South in Washington. This week, our guest is Washington High School Principal Steve Peterson. Mr. Peterson joins us to talk about a new curriculum that has been in the works for a while at Washington High School, and the implementation is now in progress. So, Mr. Peterson, first off, thank you so much for taking time to visit with us. We got a lot to cover this morning. We want to dive right in. Tell us a little bit about how this came about. First off, we're talking about getting students college and career ready. Washington High School's College and Career Academy is what you're calling this. So let's start from the beginning and how this concept came about.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Thank you for taking the time to listen to what we've got going on. We're certainly proud of the accomplishments so far. We recognize we've got a lot of work ahead of us. This is something that we put in motion a couple years ago when I first got here. We started doing some heavy lifting, so to speak, with our school improvement plan, where we wanted to kind of reevaluate our core values, our core beliefs, and reestablish our mission. And we wanted to really make sure that the things that we were doing was targeting all of our kids. We recognize that there's a lot of different pathways to success. Some include college, some not necessarily are college bound, but there's lots of different ways that kids can get from where they're at to where they want to go. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that kids are supported in their pursuit of their goals and their ambitions. So we've been working pretty hard to establish some opportunities for supports, meet them where they're at, and help steer them in the right direction. So, you know, one of the first things that we did after we evaluated and kind of established that it is our mission to support all students for life after high school is we wanted to work on our graduation pathway. So this is something that we actually launched last spring to the incoming freshmen. So the incoming freshmen students and their parents have already been exposed to some of this already, and this is live on our website, so kids and parents can go check this out now. But we have a link to our graduation pathways. So basically, in a nutshell, there are three buckets that kids need to satisfy in order to get a high school diploma, you know, moving forward. So the first bucket has to deal with the credits and the actual diplomas. And we have three types of diplomas. We have the honors, we have the Core 40, and we have a general diploma. Now, each one of those are for targeted different population, and each one of them offer, you know, and open different doors for different opportunities for kids. And so we want to make kids aware and parents aware of those different diploma types and, you know, what they can do and what the limitations are for each of those. And obviously, we want to support kids at the highest level possible. So we're always going to support kids. You know, we're always going to promote the honors diploma, and then we're going to promote the Core 40. And for those kids that are struggling, the general diploma will be appropriate for a certain population as well. So that typically is where schools have stopped in the past. It's sort of been here's your credits, so here's your diploma, good luck. With the graduation pathway, we're going beyond that. So it's more than just earning the credits. And by the way, these diplomas are all linked on our pathway model, so anybody can go and click on it and say you can see what the credit requirements are. But that second bucket that we're talking about has to deal with employability skills. And that's where kids are actually engaged in activities, hopefully that are meaningful, that are relative to, you know, what their career interests and talents are. Now, we've got a lot of variety. We got a lot of options in order to satisfy the employability skills section. We've got project-based learning opportunities, service learning, and work-based learning. So kids who have part-time jobs certainly are demonstrating employability skills. Kids who are involved in extracurriculars like the band and our junior ROTC program, things of that nature, certainly give kids an opportunity to demonstrate employability skills. So that's the second bucket that we want kids to satisfy and, you know, demonstrate that they've got some skills relative to, you know, their career. Hopefully relative to their career. You know, and we certainly understand that sometimes kids get engaged and become involved in certain things, and that teaches them that this is something that they're no longer interested in. And there's just as much value in that as well. So, you know, the point is, and the goal is, we want kids to be engaged to demonstrate, you know, some of these employability skills. And then the third bucket that we have on the website is the post-secondary readiness indicators. And that umbrella covers a variety of different opportunities. But basically what we're looking at there is, have the kids demonstrated mastery? Are they ready? Are their ACT scores high enough? Are their ACTs, you know, have they taken the ASVAB test? Are they receiving AP credits or dual credits? Or are they involved in industry or career certifications? So those are standards that we have in place, and we're working with the DOE to establish and build. So there's a wide variety of readiness indicators that we're watching. So when you put all three of these together, so we have the credits, and we have the requirements that come with each of the different diploma types. In the second bucket, we've got the employability skills, the kids that are out there doing something related to an employability experience. And then the third indicator is that where we are watching and seeing that they are demonstrating mastery and are in fact ready for that next level, whether it's straight into the workforce or you know, some post-secondary of some nature. So that's sort of our graduation pathway, that model that we've built. We launched this last spring, and we were fortunate enough this past May to actually graduate. I think we had nearly 20 students who wouldn't have needed a high school waiver this past May, but we were able to issue them an actual diploma based off of this model. So the state is allowing us to use this model now. This model will actually become a statewide model for all Indiana schools, starting with the class of 2023, which is, I believe, the incoming freshmen. But because we've worked on, you know, getting some things in place already, we were able to issue diplomas this past May with it, and we suspect that will continue to grow until we get to 100% graduation rate using the pathway model. So that's some of the work that we've done in the past to kind of get us to, you know, where we're at now. And
you know, I'll tell you, it's just spot on. It really is. I know a lot of work has gone into this. Hats off to you and to all the administration and those that have taken time to work on this. Because let's face it, and I've talked to you about this off the air, the days of straight to college, that used to be what was preached in high school, getting them ready for college. Not that you're steering them away from college. Certainly, that's you definitely, if they want to pursue that avenue, they can. But so many don't necessarily go into the secondary field. They're ready. They want to go into the workforce, and getting them the skills they need. The employers are saying, hey, these guys aren't ready. When they come to the employers, they don't have those basic skills. So you're just really stepping forward to get the ball rolling, to get these kids ready for whatever they do in the future.
Sure. You know, one of the things that, you know, I say to kids all the time is, you know, whether you're going to go straight into the workforce now, or you're going to go into the workforce later, the day's going to come when you need to ask somebody for a job. And what we're doing now is we're trying to get kids to think about, what does that day look like for them? Will they be ready to ask for a job? What kind of job are they going to be ready to ask for? And that sort of thing. So, you know, we want kids to make wise choices, you know, about their future. And, you know, we want to support them all. We're never going to predefine things for them. We're never going to tell them you have to go to college or you can't go to college. We would never speak in terms of absolutes like that. You know, I myself, I'm a first generation high school graduate from my family. So I know the struggles of what it's like to go to college from a home that, you know, doesn't have that background or that experience. So there's certainly obstacles that that need to be met and challenges. And we're certainly, you know, in a position to help those kids achieve that. So this is not something that we're trying to push kids into this side or to that side. It's more of an overall awareness and start thinking about that day. You know, we as adults, we know how fast time flies for us. Kids don't have that part developed yet in their brain as much. So
well, that's so true. So true. And you know, thinking about what you have available now at Washington High School, let's talk about some of the programs. For instance, the biomed program, which just started a couple of years ago. You've got the robotics classes and the robotics program that's developing with Mr. Ronnie. You've got our radio TV class, which I'm very proud to be a part of. And we've seen, since that started 5 years ago, I believe the number's up to 9 maybe students that have gone on to some kind of broadcasting field from high school. And some of those students will tell me they had no idea they were interested in it until they got behind the microphone and gave it a shot. So you've got some programs there at the high school that students can get the firsthand feel of what it's like out in the workforce in the real world.
Absolutely. You know, and that's something that we're super proud of at Washington. You know, for a school our size to offer the variety of disciplines that we've got, I think it's pretty amazing, and it's just a testament to the support that we have from central office and from the community. This is, you know, this is definitely something that takes a lot of effort to build. So in the past, you know, 2 or 3 years, we've expanded our Project Lead the Way curriculums. Project Lead the Way is it's a hands-on type of approach. It started probably about 15 years or so ago, getting kids involved in the engineering fields. Very hands-on, very project-based, very technical, very STEM-related. So Project Lead the Way has since evolved, and not too long ago, probably about 5-7 years ago, they expanded from the engineering side of the field to include a biomed discipline. So we installed or we brought a biomed program here, and this year we've expanded that to include a second year of the biomed program. So again, that's another one of those hands-on project-based types of experiences where the kids basically go through they spend the year going through trying to diagnose the cause of death of a particular patient. So they examine all the different, you know, human body systems, and then at the end it culminates in sort of you know, an analysis of as to what happened in that particular case.
And, you know, with that program, so many think medical field is it's a doctor or a nurse, but that opens up to all the other possibilities that are available. For instance, even working in the communication side of it, I know one of their projects last year, they came into our radio TV class, they had to alert the area about an outbreak that was going on, and they were working on how to get the word out. So they're really hands-on, and what they're learning with that biomed program is there's more in the medical field than just being a doctor or a nurse.
Absolutely. And that's an illustration of the awesome partnerships that we have in this community. That was a joint project-based learning experience where we not only had kids from the biomed program, but we also had kids from one of our algebra classes working with the folks from Davies Community Hospital to address that. And you know, certainly that exposure to the wide variety of opportunities that exist is a goal of, you know, what we're trying to do here. And so this year we're continuing that aspect, that project, and we want to expand that and include our business kids in that part of the process. And so what we want to do is we want to start at the very beginning where the business kids are going to handle, you know, what happens to a patient when they walk into the door. You know, when you walk into the hospital, you have to deal with your medical cards and your insurance, and, you know, there's paperwork and billing and all that aspect of things too. So we're expanding that because we've got great partnerships and great community support that see the value in exposing kids to all these different dimensions that exist out here.
And there's so many more. You know, I think off the top of my head, of course, Twin Rivers has been around forever and it continues to grow as well, but they've got the Twin Rivers Nursing, Twin Rivers for stylist, for cosmetology, for the hair stylist, and they've also got the Twin Rivers Building Trades Program for those that construction may be in their field. Then you've got the CEO program that Mr. Bill Turner does a tremendous job with. That's available for all four county schools for that matter, but these students are getting a firsthand business experience, getting into a lot of these businesses and seeing how they operate and developing their own business by the end of the year. So, I mean, there's so many. We could go on and on and on about some of the hands-on program these guys are doing today.
Absolutely. And, you know, our Project Lead the Way computer science, that's the third discipline of the Project Lead the Way course. We added that last year, and that has exploded in popularity to the point now where we've got three sections of the first year, and now we've added a second year to that. And we expect that to grow into an AP computer science program next year. So kids will have a wide variety of opportunities related to the computer science field as well. And we've been working with Crane. Crane has been a great partner with us to offer some potential internships for kids in the computer science field. So yes, we've got some great things here. We've got some great opportunities, tremendous support. So this is kind of the, you know, this is not something that's happened overnight. It's a culmination of a lot of work, a lot of effort. And, you know, it's all geared towards helping kids prepare for their life after high school.
Well, it's exciting to sit here and talk about it. You know, it really is, because the opportunities they have that we didn't have even back when I went to school, it's just amazing, and it's great, and I think everybody's on the right path here. We're going to pull it all together. You've got a special event coming up on Friday, October 18th. This is a symposium that you have planned, and this goes back to reaching out to the community. I know you've extended lots of invitations to business members of the community, but tell us a little bit about what you have planned for Friday, October 18th at Washington High School.
So on that day, we have invited local and regional business and community leaders to come into the school. And what we want to do is we want to make them aware. I mean, the first goal of that day is to make everybody aware of all these tremendous opportunities that we have. You know, folks are always impressed when they come to Washington and they see firsthand the types of equipment that the kids are using, the type of projects that they're engaged in. So we want people to know that you know, our kids are working at a rigorous level, at a high level. So, you know, that's the first goal. We want people to see that, you know, the effort and the level at which we are getting our kids college and career ready. The second thing that we want to accomplish and we want to establish is we want to reach out and we want to see if there's more opportunities that exist. You know, I've yet to be turned down on request to help. Everybody wants to help schools, and but sometimes we lack the vision as to how best to accomplish that. So we want to start the process of establishing some connections with the other community members out there, and we want to build additional pathways centered around some career clusters so that we make sure that we're exposing kids to all of the opportunities that we have locally and regionally and even beyond too. And hopefully we can kind of, you know, work together and establish some, good long-term relationships, like what we have already with many of the amazing, community and, you know, local employers as well. So it's an invitation, it's an open invitation to anybody out there that sees an opportunity, to come work with us. And we've got a variety of ways that they can help us, whether it's coming in and sitting down on a career panel discussion, all the way up to, you know, being a host site for an internship. You know, we want to talk about the different ways that we need help and, you know, exposure for these kids.
So on October 15th, any business that would like to come to Washington High School, it's an open invitation, as Mr. Peterson mentioned, 8 a.m. to 11:15. That's a Friday morning. And you're kind of going to break it off into different sessions throughout that morning, right?
That's correct. We're going to have kind of an overview session where we'll discuss some of the things that we have in place. We'll get to hear from folks that actually host internship students, so, you know, employers can hear from other employers the benefits that they see. And then we want to do some tours, and you know, that's a day off for students on that day for the high school, because the elementaries are on parent teacher conferences. So we won't have students in session that day, but we will have kids in these Project Lead the Way classrooms, in the radio TV room, ag room, and all these other locations, so that we can open our doors and have folks come in. So we're going to offer tours so that folks can see what we're working with. And then we're going to do a breakout session where that'll be a chance for teachers of the various career clusters to kind of sit down and start to make some of these connections. And then we'll have some closing remarks. We have Ben Carter, the Director of Workforce and Innovation from the Indiana Department of Education, will be there to kind of wrap things up at 11 o'clock. So we hope it's a day that gets the word out and establishes, you know, some new connections.
October 15th, that is a Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 11:15. Mr. Peterson, if they would want to be involved, they can get in touch with you at the high school. I know you've sent out letters, but if they didn't personally receive a letter from you, they're listening this morning and would like to be a part of it. Look, no, everyone is welcome. You don't want to leave anyone out.
Absolutely. Yep, that's Friday, October 18th. The only thing I ask, if you're coming, just shoot me an email or give the high school a call and let me know how many you plan to bring, and we'll add you to the list, because we are going to offer a continental breakfast at 8 o'clock. So I just want to make sure I have enough food for everybody.
And I like this equation: strong schools plus diverse employment equals thriving communities. And that's what it's all about. You know, a community is only strong as the school and the schools that are in that community.
Sure. And, you know, we recognize our role in all of this. And, you know, with us being, you know, strategically located on the I-69 corridor, we think we're in a prime location, you know, to grow our community. And, you know, one of the ways that we have to do that is to attract a diverse employment base. And you can't do that unless you have strong schools.
Washington High School's College and Career Academy. Again, preparing all students for life after high school. That's what it's all about. Plans are in place. It's and the implementation is going strong, and everybody's working in the right direction. Just like what I'm seeing with what the program and the curriculum and what the future holds for any student at Washington. Steve Peterson, our guest this week, the principal at Washington High School. Mr. Peterson, thank you so much for sharing your insight and a lot of great information today. And again, your door's always open if folks are listening this morning and may have questions, concerns, or comments or ideas. They can get in touch with you at the high school, correct?
Absolutely. I welcome it.
812-254-3860 is the phone number at Washington High School. That'll get you into the main office. And if he's not there, leave a message and you'll get back in touch with him. Steve Peterson, again, thank you so much for sharing the information. We appreciate being with us this week on Focus on the Community.
My pleasure.
Focus on the Community, presented by First Federal Savings Bank, located in Highway 57 South in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's show and previous shows by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in every weekend, Saturday mornings at 8:30 on Memories 107.9 and Sunday mornings at 8:30 on The General 95.9, 101.3 and AM 1580 as we focus on the community.